Let's start with the Ramban. The first source in the Makor sheet, and I'll refer to it as the extra one and the main one. So the main one is the one that's with the Kol Yom Rishon pack. The Ramban says in yesterday's parsha, on a pasuk that deals with Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres is source number one. Atzarti Aschem Ufanai, Kesar says, Yimenez Banav Lesuda Lakach Vakach Yamim, Kibin Shihigiyaz Manali Pater, Amar Bavakasham Ikem, Iklui Mi, O Yom Echad, Shekasha Alai Predaspen. Lashon Rashi. Well-known Rashi that many of us are familiar with, Shmini Atzeres, Hashem has had us in close proximity, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, so many days, all of a sudden comes Shmini Atzeres, we're about to start the winter, we're not going to have another Yom Kippur for 6 months, maybe we'll have Hanukkah in the middle, but it's going to be such a long time, Hashem says, I can't deal with it. I can't deal, I have separation pangs. And therefore, kasher I breathe out them, it's hard for me to separate. Atzor, like it says in Israel, Atzor on the stop sign. Atzor, stop, don't leave yet. Don't leave yet, stay with me for one extra day. Shmini Atzeres. That's the Lashon of Atzeres, how Rashi explains it. The Ramban quotes that Rashi, and he continues and says there's a parallel to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres has another day of the year that's parallel to it, a day that Chazal called Atzeres. And that, of course, is Shavuos. Shavuos and Chazal is also called Atzeres. The Ramban continues on the fourth line in the middle. V'tziva b'chag ha-matzos, shiva yamin b'kdusha l'fnehem u'achareyem. Chag ha-matzos, we are commanded to have 7 days, and a yom kodesh, the first and last day, midoraisa, ki kulam kedoshim u'b'sacham Hashem. All days are holy, and Hashem is amongst us then. U'manei mimenu, and count from those days of Pesach. Tisha b'arboim yom, shiva shavuos ki me'olam. 49 days, 7 weeks, what we're in the middle of. The Kadesh Yom Shmini Kishmini Shel Chag. That last day, the 8th, the day after the 7 weeks, is parallel to the Shmini Atzeres at the end of Sukkot. V'hayomim hasvurim bein tayim kecholo shel moed bein harishon v'hashmini b'chag. In some metaphysical way, obviously there's no Isra Malacha for 49 days, but in some way, the days of Svira are like the Chol HaMoed that we have in between the first and last days of Sukkot, the first days between Shmini Atzeres. Just like those days of Chol HaMoed lead up to Shmini Atzeres, so too these days of Svira lead up to another Atzeres, which is Shavuos. V'hu yom matan Torah, sheherem bo ha'isho ha'gdola, v'dvarav shamu mitoch ha'ish. So the Ramban characterizes these days that we find ourselves in the midst of today as Chol HaMoed, Yimei Kedusha. What exactly does the Ramban mean? Again, on a machshava level. It's not really Chol HaMoed, but at least on a Kabbalistic level, there's something special about these days. What is supposed to be going through our minds? What are we supposed to be working towards? So we'll start with a famous question that many, many Mepharshim ask. That is, if you look in source number 2, the Psukim in Parsha Shmos, when Moshe is first encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is trying to convince him to go to Mitzrayim, V'yomer Moshe el ha'Elokim, mi anochi ki elecha paro, v'chiyoti et meso mi Mitzrayim. Who am I, Moshe says? I don't want to go. And amazing, you look at the psukim, Moshe is vehemently opposed to going. Again and again and again he refuses. And so Hashem basically forces him. But he says, I don't want to go. And Hashem says, V'yomer pasuk yudbeis, ki e'imach, I'm going to be with you. V'zerucha ha'os, and this is how you'll know. Ki anochi shalachticha, v'hotziyacha ta'ami Mitzrayim, ta'abdunis ha'okim ala harazeh. What am I going to do? I'm going to take you, and there's going to be a Har Sinai. There's going to be a Matan Torah, and that's the oath. The ultimate, we know, the ultimate goal, the ultimate purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Matan Torah. It's a beautiful thought that helps to illustrate this. This is more in brackets, but it's a worthy bracket from the Ishbisur, the Me'ash Yilorah. He discusses the minhag that many of us have the custom of eating an egg at the Seder. Right, the Ramah quotes the minhag already. We eat an egg at the Seder. The question is, why the egg? So the Ramah, that he quotes Zecher and Simen Avelus. Avelus, even though it's the Seder night, we're all happy, we're all like kings, but it's a Simen to Avelus. Why Avelus? So the first Shem on the Shulchan Aruch explained that the first night of Pesach is always the same night of the week at Tisha B'Av. The Gemara sometimes uses something called Atbash. The first letter of the Aleph Bez is parallel to the last letter of the Aleph Bez. Aleph and Tav, Bez and Shin, Gimel and Resh. Aleph, the first night of Pesach is always the same night of the week at Tav Tisha B'Av. Bez, the second night of Pesach, is always the same night of the week as Shin Shavuos. Gimel, the third night of Pesach, is always parallel to Reish Rosh Hashanah. It's always the same night. It's a parallel. But the first one is the first night Leil Seder is the same night of the week as Tisha B'Av. That's why we eat an egg to remember that tonight, yes, we're king, but we still don't have the Beis HaMikdash. There's a little chemin. An egg symbolizes the circle of life. It goes around and around. Avelim eat bread and eggs when they first come back from the cemetery. So egg symbolizes nothing else. The Ishbitzer said maybe there's another idea here. And this you have in source number 3, but we're going to say it a little bit outside. That is, an egg from a chicken, let's say it this way, usually when a human being or any other creature, any other animal gives birth, it's one stage. The child, the offspring, is born, comes out of the mother. An egg is different. By a chicken, by a bird, stage 1 you have the egg, and then stage 2 the chick is hatched. There's a stage 2 of development. There's a stage 2 of birth that only exists by an egg. Says the Ishbitzer, we just spent 2.5 hours on Tikkur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We just finished Magid. We're on top of the world. We've left Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu Yasami Mitzrayim. Baruch Hadash and Bar Yisrael. Motzi Matzah. We eat an egg. We remember it's not over now. 49 days from now is the second stage of our development. The egg has been laid, but the chick has not been hatched yet. I'm Yisrael, the first step of our becoming a nation. That's happened already. But we eat an egg to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know this isn't the end. We know tonight is focused on Tibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the ultimate goal is the second stage of Har Sinai, 49 days from tonight. That's what the Ishbitzer says, that's why we eat an egg. Again, Yetzias Mitzrayim is stage 1, but obviously we're looking towards stage 2. We're looking towards the ultimate level of becoming a nation when we got the Torah. The Nesiv even says, again, this isn't in your, in Makarot, the Nesiv even says on his commentary on the Torah, that maybe that explains the halacha. That we know, are you allowed to drink extra wine on the Seder night? So between the first and second coast, we say, yeah, maybe if you need to, you need to drink a little bit, it's not really such a problem. Between the second and the third cup, that's the meal, of course you're allowed to drink. Between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink. So the pashtus, the simple interpretation is, why nire kemosa malakosos? It appears that we're adding on to that, we have 4 cups of wine that we have to drink, not more. So we can't add on between the third and the fourth. It says that it is, there's an additional level of meaning here. Because if you parallel, as we know, the parallel, the 4 kosos are parallel to the 4 lashonos of geula. Between the third and the fourth one is the lakafti, symbolizing matan Torah. You can't have a break, says the Nesiv, between the first 3, which are Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the fourth, which is matan Torah. You can't drink between those kosos. Because there can't be a break between the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the second stage, as the Ishbitzer said, of matan Torah. So all this is true. We know this is the ultimate stage of our redemption. But the conscience of Odessa, many of the Farshim is, so why did Hashem wait so long? 49 days, 7 weeks, almost 2 months. So take us to Har Sinai. What do we have to wait so long for? That was the goal. That was the stage 2. So if the bird could have the egg hatched earlier, you know, why not? Why don't you have it earlier? Why do we have to wait such a long time? Why do we have to count so many days? So many days that we're not at where we're supposed to be. Why don't we have Har Sinai? Why don't we have Matan Torah? Why don't we have Shavuos earlier? So the answer, which is somewhat obvious, but again, we're going to try to embellish it a little bit and see it through the different makoros and answer various questions, is one I'm sure that we all can think of. Start with the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, gives us a history of Avodah Zarah. Again, very unusual for the Rambam in Mishneh Torah to talk about history. He does it in 2 or 3 places, not too many places, the beginning of Hilchas Ishus. He discusses a little bit of history. The beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he discusses history. Where did Avodah Zarah start from? Enosh, the days of Enosh, and he discusses how Avraham Avinu, all of a sudden the whole world did not worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't believe in monotheism at all. And all of a sudden Avraham Avinu, the Rambam holds, when he was 40 years old, right, there's a machlokes, how old was he? Some say 52, some say 3. The Rambam holds he was 40 years old, he recognized his creator. And he goes on a whole religious parade trying to spread the word of God and trying to spread monotheism throughout the world. It's a very graphic description the Rambam has. You see where it's, again, there's no page numbers here, there's no line numbers. You go about in the middle of the of source number 4. Hizcholamo, the liquor of a cold dogo, the whole olam, the Avraham Avinu starts going to spread the word of God throughout the world. Ulahodiyam, Shayesha, Meloka, Echa, the whole olam, there's only one God, the whole Lord Ravod, and we have to serve him. The Rambam is different than some of the other Avos. Avraham Avinu was chesed. Avraham Avinu went around to spread the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was interested in being Megayer. It's an Ebesh Asher Asu B'charan. And finally he set up shop there, and he gathered many different nations, people to believe in God. And he sent this message, and he spread his message to Yitzhak, his son, and eventually to Yaakov, his grandson, got the message, skipping about 6 or 7 lines from the bottom. Third word on the line, the Yaakov Avinu lamad banav kulam, the Hivda Levi, Imanu Rosh, Yaakov Avinu taught all his children, he made Levi special, etc., etc. The end of the next line, v'chiyadavah ho'echum iskaber b'bnei Yaakov, all Am Yisrael, they're believing in God, everything's wonderful, u'benil v'maleim anasis v'olam u'mash yodasis Hashem. Never before, there was a whole nation that believed in God, not just individuals, a whole nation. Ad sha'orchu hayamim v'yisrael b'mitzrayim. Ad, everything, the first 20 lines of the Rambam, beautiful. Everything's going, ad. Until what? Ad sha'orchu hayamim v'yisrael b'mitzrayim. Till Am Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, the Chazru Lumon Ma'aseihem, and they started to learn from the Egyptian way of life, V'lavo Kochavim Kamosan, and to worship the idols, Chutz B'Shevet Levi, Shemar B'Mitzvahs Avos, except for Shevet Levi. U'mayom Ma'avet Shevet Levi, Avos Kochavim. Separate issue. U'kim'at Chatz Ha'yoha Iker, Shasos Al-Avram Nekar, V'chodim B'nei Yaakov, L'to'osa Olam B'to'o Yosan. Avraham, all the years, it was almost gone. They almost couldn't be identified anymore as the Zera of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They almost lost it. Umeavas Hashem osanu, umishamroth Hashur of Avraham Avinu, but because Hashem loves us and He swore to us, Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban Shapon Avim Mishalcho, and He saved us. In other words, Am Yisrael, when they weren't Am Yisrael yet, the Jews in Mitzrayim couldn't. It would have been impossible for them to have Har Sinai right away. Look where they were. Look at the level they were at. They were all the way, they almost lost their identification as being the Jewish people, the Amon Yivchar. Says the Rambam, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. But many of the Mefarshim, many of the Balei Musar explain, that's why Har Sinai couldn't have happened right away. There had to be a process. There had to be a process of Tara, going back up the spiritual ladder. Everything that Avraham Avinu did, all those years in Mitzrayim, we sunk back down, we were a Shakua. We were totally involved in Egyptian society, that even the angels, but the Gemara says the angels, why are you saving them? They're all going to Zara, they're all going to Zara, what's the difference? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we had that Shmua, that, right, it was up to the Shmua, it was for the Shmua that he had to Avraham Avinu, he had to save us. The Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez, in the other page, and says number 5 on the top right of the page, is the Yaakov Me'am Lo'ez, says the same idea, but in other words that we're familiar with. V'ot tam yish l'chipazon, ki yish chamishim shari tumah. On a Kabbalistic level, there are 50 levels of tumah. U'bnei Yisrael shakuim b'mem tes shari tumah. On the 49th level, the 49th, all the way down. V'ilu ha'in nechmasim l'shara chamishim shuv l'yicholim latzeis. Another second in Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be able to come out. That's it, it would have been finished. Start again. No more Zerah, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But that's why, because we were on such a level, because we were so shakua in the Egyptian society, in our actions and our behavior, yes, Har Sinai, yes, Shavuos, yes, that was the ultimate. Like the Ishmaeliter said, that was stage 2 of our development. But it couldn't happen right away. It was a process. The Yemei Svira, in their pristine, the natural, and the first time we had Yemei Svira, was because it was the process of Tahara. It was the process of going where we were, where we had been, on the Mentes Shari Tumah, and ultimately leading to the Har Sinai, to getting the Torah. But it couldn't happen overnight.
How does this join with the, I think the Midrash says that we were taken out of Mitzrayim because we didn't change our language, our dress?
So that's interesting, that's a good question. It's a good question, but one might say that those are specifically related to mitzvos, that one could still be involved in the society and the way of life, even if we were. You could say the Jewish chalukos. That's the easy answer. But if you want to try to put it together, you might say they're still shakua, even though they had some vestige. They had a little vestige. But you're right, the question's better than the answer. Yeah.
Realistically, 49 days is not
a huge generation. In Akinam, yes. Right. For millions of people, 49 days is somewhat unrealistic, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, with the Adonai HaKavod and the Eish and the Mon and the, with everything around, maybe they have some extra exterior help from above. Let's talk a little bit about this idea of Svira being a process of Tahara. And hope this idea will hopefully answer a number of questions. But even before, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention one more source. And then this relates also to Svira being a process. Source number 5 in the Makor Rashi, the Arachayim. The Arachayim HaKadosh, not many people in in history have been zochet to have the extra added name of HaKadosh. Arachayim was zochet to have that. Rashi HaKadosh, some people say. Shlach HaKadosh, Arachayim HaKadosh. Why Hashkacha had it that way? You know, that's for Hashkacha to know. But Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim is source number 5. On yesterday's parasha, Sfarta Lechem Imachoros HaShabbos. So he notes a parallel and says that this also sphere is a talith of Tara. On the bottom of the page, the end of the line. Ki letzad shahayu betumas mitzrayim, turning over, Rosh Hashem lehizdavig l'umazu, Hashem wanted to kaviyachol marry us. We know at Har Sinai, we got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. Leading up to that, said the Arachayim, don bo kemishpat nida, shadino lispar shivanakiyim. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, the 7 weeks that we count are parallel to the 7 weeks that a wife counts in order to be purified, to be able to be mutaris to live with her husband. V'tziva sheyispru zayin shvuos, v'oz yu mechshorim lachisim kala l'chupa. Just like a kala counts shiva nikiyim before she gets married, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, we're right now in the middle of our shiva nikiyim in order to be tahorim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be married to him on shvuos. V'hagam kisham zayin yomim v'kan zayin shvuos. 7 days, 7 weeks, is not an exact parallel. The Arachayim HaKadosh, you know, realize that. Again, obviously, this is talking about an entire nation trying to become Tahorim. So that 7 weeks and 7 days, you know, does not bother the Arachayim HaKadosh. But we see, even from this source, that these days, the idea to connect to Shiva Nikim of an Isha reflects the fact that this is Yemei Tahara for us to become Tahorim to HaKadosh Baruch. See, when I saw this here in Haggadah, I think it was the Haggadah Kamoti Shalom Rav. Beautiful Haggadah out there. So he quotes somebody, one of the rebbes, that say that maybe that's why, another reason why we wear kittel at the Seder. It's as if we're starting our Shiva Nikiyim, putting on Levanim. Shiva Nikiyim, we're starting right now, the 7 weeks. So what is the Ramah quote? What's the minhag at the beginning of Shiva Nikiyim? We wear Levanim. We have to wear Levanim at the beginning of our Shiva Nikiyim as we're becoming Torah for our Kaddish Baruch. Timei Tahara. One more note, and then we'll get on to answer some of the questions. Rav Mirsky, when he quotes this Arachayim HaKadosh, I saw recently in Sword, actually it's on the extra sheet, under the Yapan Me'am Loes, quotes the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, which you also have in the Makoros. We know there's a mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. Why are we counting weeks for? Just count days, 49 days. What do you think is such a big deal? Weeks, like both days in an office. You count days and weeks, Dekla Mikvot, not Dekla Mikvot, I think everybody's stacks related to that last week. So what's the big deal? Just 10 days, 49 days, 1 week. So Rav Mirsky said that if you find in the Torah, weeks are always associated with the Tahara process. A mitzora. Mitzora muskar, mitzora mukhbat. A mitzora always has to, you have to count in weeks. A tamei meis, 7 days. A nida, 7 days. Weeks are always associated and connected to a Tahara process. Says Rav Mirsky, it's beautiful. That's exactly what you may see are. Yemei Svira are days that we're being mitzayer ourselves from being shakua in the Memtes Shari Tuma, going close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that's Shiva Nikiyim. Says Rav Mirsky, that's why we count weeks and not just days. Because we know at the end of every week, this is the first week, this is the second week. Weeks are always associated with the Tahara process. Let's use this idea now to answer a couple of questions that come up at this time of year. Look at this, source number 7, back on the Makorah sheets. Torah tells us in yesterday's parsha again, "Sparkin lachem yimakoras haShabbos." You shall count from the day after, as we know, Shabbos here means the first day of Pesach. Why is the Shabbos is a separate shear? Why is it purposely ambiguous? If you look in the Meshech Chachma, yesterday's parsha, you have a nice idea. Miyom aviyachan etomar atzinufa sheva Shabbosos miyom asiyana. You count from the day of bringing the Korban HaOmer. We know in the second day, in the Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Korban HaOmer to Matir, the Chadash. So you count from that day, from when you bring it, Aniyachar, the Shabbos HaShviyas, until you get to 50 days. This is the mitzvah of Tzivrus HaOmer. Most Mefarshim, most Rishonim, and the story is familiar to many, most Rishonim say that the mitzvah Bizman HaZeh, to count Svira, is a mitzvah Midrabanan. Midrabanan! After all, look in the Torah. The Torah says you count from the day that you bring the carbon. We don't bring the carbon today. We don't bring the carbon today. So obviously, you can't do the mitzvah, the milu'o, in its full sense. And therefore, the mitzvah to count for yourself today is the mitzvah midrabanan. You still do mitzvah midrabanan. You still do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count. The bracha is after. The mitzvah is to count. Even if somebody, there's a misconception, some people, if they miss the bracha, like, oh, I lost it already. I'm not going to count anymore. No, the mitzvah is to counting. The bracha is a separate idea. The bracha is a mitzvah. But the ikar mitzvah is to count the days. So most of the Persian though say that the mitzvah today is Midrabanan. But the Rambam, in source number 8, in Hilchos Pidyon Musafin, is the one that says, no, that today the mitzvah is to oraisa, even bizman hazeh. The Rambam says, in source number 8, Hilchos Pidyon Musafin, mitzvah zateh l'spor sheva shavasos t'mimos, it's a mitzvah that counts 7 full weeks, miyom ha-barat ha-omer, sh'ne'emar, s'batem, mechay ha-afar, ha-shabbos, sheva shavasos, u'mitzvot l'mnos ha-yamim, im ha-shavuos, days and weeks, etc. Now he says, what do you do if you forget? And halacha chav dalid, mitzvah zu al kol ish mi Yisrael u'v'chol makom u'v'chol zman. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah midaraisa even today, b'nashan avad b'tzurim imena, because it's man groman. Then he says you make the bracha, etc. So the Rambam knows it's the oraisa. Many wonder, where did the Rambam get it from that it's the oraisa? What's his source? If you look at the Torah, the simple interpretation of the psukim is for when you bring the karbon. No, but the Rambam says no. It means the day that you bring the carbon, you wouldn't have the carbon, and we would have a Beis HaMikdash. Where did the Rambam get it from? The Aruch HaShulchan, back on the other sheet, it's also not on the computer, so it's on the other sheet, the top left of the same side. Again, I wouldn't say this is the pshat of the Rambam, but maybe it's a drash of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get it from? He's bothered by this question. How can the Rambam say it's d'oraisa? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a symbol. What does the day of the Omer symbolize? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we have to learn a little Hilchos Karbanos. What is the carbon omer made from? Yesh lomar, the end of where the first part where it's underlined, at the end of the line. Yesh lomar de ikar hasvira hu matan Torah, kamo shemani Yisrael mikodem. The ikar sviras omer is toward matan Torah, as Bnei Yisrael always counted. Not so much focused on counting from the carbon, but to Kabbalat HaTorah, which obviously occurs in every generation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two karbanos on the poles of this counting. There's a karban that starts, the Omer, and there's a karban that finishes, a special karban we bring on Shavuos called the Lechem HaPanim. So the Shtei HaLechem, sorry, the Shtei HaLechem, Lechem HaPanim is Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva lahavi karbanos b'tchilat haminyan me'omer sa'orim u'b'sofa mechitim. The karban of Omer brought on the second day of Pesach is from barley, sa'orim. The carbon of the Shtei HaLechem is chitin, is wheat. Lahoros, what does that symbolize? The Bilti HaTorah Anaknu Kibahemos Nidme, Shema Achalan Sa'orin. If you look throughout Halacha, Sa'orin barley is associated with animal food. That is why the Sota brings the carbon Sa'orin. The Gemara says she did a Maisa Behema, so she has to bring Maichal Behema. Sa'orin symbolizes Maachal Behema. Chitin, wheat, symbolizes Maachal Adam. The process of Sfira is going from the state that we're ma'akol behema, we're acting like behemos, and we're going and we're purifying ourselves, the Yemei Tara, up until the state that we could reach that we could really call ourselves Adam. We could call ourselves B'nai Adam, we could call ourselves mentions. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, again, I would say this is al derech drash of the Rambam, not the pshat of the Rambam, but says that's how it's midaraisa even bizman hazeh. It's not per se connecting to the carbon that was brought, but it's what the carbon symbolizes. The carbon sa'orim symbolizes a state of behema, and the carbon chitim, which is the Shtei HaLechem HaShavuos, symbolizes ma'achal adam. And our job through this time period is to purify ourselves, as we have been saying, to go from the state where we bring a carbon of ma'achal sa'orim, going to bring the carbon of ma'achal chitim. Yeah?
Couldn't one say that Rambam's following the Shita that Kishlo Shai and Kishlo Shai state of the Gemara is that he's just saying that that's nothing to do with the ability to bring it forward, rather
your
refuse to bring it forward.
I would say it's connected. I would say that's more of the pshat of the Rambam. Even in the Russian of the Rambam, the Torah says from the day of, it doesn't say from the carbon, from the day of, Inachinami. Inachinami thinks that's the pshat, but Adar Drash, this might be another level of interpretation. So that's one idea that might help explained through the, with this idea of the process. There was another, again, more Kabbalistic idea, which I think connects to this Aruch HaShulchan and this process. Again, we're not well-versed in Kabbalah, but I think a little bit that we could maybe understand a beautiful idea from the Sefer Ein Lahem Mo'adai. It's a Rav Schlesinger in Yerushalayim today. If you turn the extra page over, again, I'm sorry, it seems like it didn't come out so well. There's a four-volume work, Ein Lahem Mo'adai. It's half Halacha, half Agada. From a Rav, he has a lot of Sfarim out. He has one on Nachanaka, he has one on, a lot of Sfarim out on Mo'adai. So in Ein Lahem Mo'adai, most of this we're going to say outside, but I wanted you to have the whole thing, be able to read it afterwards. There's a Zohar that says, put it on the first line, and it says source 12 on top, Shebimitzrayim ha-yahad dibur b'galus. Dibur, speech, was in galus in Mitzrayim. That's what the Zohar says. And that's why, l'chein o'ay Moshe Yehoda daber dvarim b'ruim el Yisrael. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had a tough time speaking. Dibur was b'galus, whatever that means. When did Dibur have a geula? When did speech have a geula? Says the Zohar, continues at Har Sinai. Har Sinai, when Israel got the Torah, that's when Dibur had a geula. So again, this is Kabbalah. We're not going to understand it fully, but at least a little shemes of a message. What can we learn from this Zohar and from the fact that it was begalus and then it had a geula? So explain to Elohim Moadai. Step one. If you look down on line 19, the beginning of a paragraph, Nir Lavar Indian Gullus Hadibur Mitzrayim Lafi Hasagasenu, Dine Yadua, Shemosar Ha'adam Al Habahema, Hu Bakak Shiishla Koach Hadibur Lafatiat Machavas Liba. What makes man above animals? Koach Hadibur. Dibur is what differentiates us from other creatures in the world, in society. Dibur! As the Uncleus writes in Parshas Bereishis, Vayhi Adam Lenefesh Chaya, the Uncleus says, Ruach Mamalama, a talking spirit. That's step one. Dibur is what differentiates man from the animals. Step two, what do we have Dibur for? Next paragraph, Hashimosh Bekoach HaDibur La'asot BaTorah, Hu B'myuchad B'Torah Shebal Peh, etc., etc. The purpose that we have our Dibur, which makes us different from the animals, is to be Osek BaTorah. To be able to take Torah and mitzvot, to use our speech for spirituality, for mitzvot. That's step two. Step three now. The end of that paragraph. If somebody doesn't use their dibur in the proper way, if somebody doesn't use it for Torah and mitzvot, then A plus B equals C, then we're no better than the animals. Because we're not using the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to use to be different than the animals, so we're no better than the animals. The nitzvah, the end of the line 36, Ki kasher ein adam mishtamesh im koach hadibur shebo lasot batorah, harihu mevaz beis matana torah shasmo HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach hadibur. He doesn't use it. He's not using it to be different from the animals. And there's one more, and then I'll take a question. He says that, and that's pshat, the whole story of Bilam and the Aton. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a nace? Just have somebody else appear to him. Have a Malach appear to him and just say, stop what you're doing, what are you going to take the Jews for? Or just make a donkey stop, Dasta, have the donkey talk to him. What's going on with that whole story? So says Rav Schlesinger, no, the point is, because Bilam is going to use his Koach HaDibur, his path, for purposes other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, you know Bilam, you're no better than this donkey. You're no better. You think you're using your Koach HaDibur, you're just like this Aton. That's the message he's telling Bilam. That's what he says on line 11, where it's underlined. Shemishtamish adam the Koach HaDibur shalo laharala acherim. Ukemosh asa Bilam, shemishtamish in Dibur shalo lakawaro. Koven kazeh in shemoser ha'adam ala behema. There's no better. The man is not distinguishing himself from being different than the animals. Of course, Dibur is a reflection of intellect. We're saying deeper, but it's also a reflection of intellect. V'achem kishaholach v'kalelot yisrova yiftach Hashem et piya atom ka'omer v'bilam adib Hashem son et bilam in deeper kazeh adib laseis koach adib v'chamor. That's step three. Step one, what makes us different as human beings? Dibur. That makes us different than the animals. Step two, the ultimate purpose of our dibur is to use it to be osek b'Torah v'mitzvos. Step three, if we don't use our koach adibur properly, then we're just like the animals. Oh, now he brings it home. So what does all this have to do with Dibur Begalus? In Mitzrayim, we didn't have time to speak about Torah. We didn't even have the Torah yet. Right, the Midrashim talk about, we used to have a Shabbos, then Paro took away the Shabbos. We had no time! We had no time to use our Dibur! Our Dibur was Begalus. We were on the state of Behemos because we couldn't use what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be different from the animal kingdom in the proper way. We couldn't use it. That's what it means that Dibur was begalus in Mitzrayim. Because we couldn't use it properly for the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Aye, what does the Zohar say? B'shas Matan Torah, the Dibur had a ge'ula. Why? Because now finally we're using it for the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Going from the state of Behema to the state of Adam. Exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan said. The carbon of Sa'orim, we bring in the beginning because we're in the level of Mako Behema. As the Elohim Ode said, the Dibur was begalus, we weren't using it properly. Up into the level of Mako Adam, the carbon of Chitim. But then we could be Osek BaTorah, using our Dibur for the proper reasons, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us for, Tahara process. Going from the level of Behema to the level of Adam. Sorry, yeah.
Then why did Hashem
do the so even non-Jews at least could use it for proper reasons. Let's say, Bilam wasn't a Jew. Right, the message is, even by a non-Jew, they have Koach HaDibur, up to they have their area where they're supposed to use Debra for. Obviously not Torah, but they have Sheva Mitzvah, they...
That's their Torah.
Right, that's their Torah, that's their Torah. There are a lot of Osek in the, right, the whole issue about teaching Torah to non-Jews, but there are a lot of Osek in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Oh. Another idea which just helps explain. If you look in the, actually we're going to skip one, but if you look back on the sheets, actually, what do we have time for? Let's go to, we'll come back to it in a minute, so we have time for it. Let me say it outside, and then we'll go to the next one. There's a sheet of some of the acronym, which Rabbi Zaks might have touched on last week, and that is maybe Shomea Ka'one doesn't work by Sfiras Ha'omer. You know, usually you have a concept, whenever you have a mitzvah of speech, a mitzvah of dibur, Kiddush Friday night, one person makes Kiddush, everybody listens. And then a mitzvah, Kriya the Megillah, man have a chiyuv to read the Megillah. Right, women might have a chance to hear the Megillah, but in Shul, one person reads the Megillah, it's as if we are saying every word. That principle, the Magen Avraham, the Levush discuss it, might not exist by Sfiras Ha'omer. The question is, why not? What makes Sfiras Ha'omer different than any other mitzvah? Right, it's also a mitzvah of Dibur. So some Achronim connected to the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, which is the next source on your Makorah sheet, the source number 9. The Sefer HaChinuch, which is, again, this is in his paragraph of Mishorshei HaMitzvah, where the Sefer HaChinuch always speaks hashtafically, and not halachically. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, maybe it's because Sfiras Ha'omer is a personal counting. It's impersonal. You can't have somebody else count for you. It's not just a mitzvah of Dibur, but it's something related to each person. The Sefer HaChinuch is bothered by the question. What he's answering is, right, we're counting down towards Shavuos. Why do we count up and not down? Now, most of this time of year, kids are counting down to the last day of school. So what do? One day left, they count 49, 48, 47, 40, they go down. One, here it is. All right, we finished. So we're so excited about Shavuos, so why are we counting up? Sefer HaChinuch says we count up because we can't wait till Shavuos. So why is counting up related to be excited about something? So some of the Mepharshim explained the Sefer HaChinuch as follows. If you're counting towards something, there's no preparation towards something, but you're just counting towards a day, then you count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, something's going to happen. Something is going to happen, so you count down. But if you're counting towards a day which you are working towards, you are preparing for, then you count up. 1, 2, 3. I got to stage 1. I got to stage 2. I got to stage 3. Then you count up. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch means, that it's a personal development type of mitzvah. Yes, we count with our Dibur. Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Sheni. But really, what Sfiras Ha'omer is about, why Shomea Ka'ona might not work, is because Sfira is a process. It's a Ta'alich of Kara. We count up, because every day we have to be Kona a certain Nidah in order to get ready to be on the level of Ma'achal Adam, to be on the level of Dibur having a Ge'ula. That's why you count up. That's why Shomea Ka'ona might not work. Finally, one more source before we summarize and we close up. There's a discussion in the Rishonim why there's no bracha of Shechiyanu on Sfiras Ha'omer. Not quite, the Rishonim already deal with this problem. Why is there no Shechiyanu? So some Rishonim say, oh, it's the Shechiyanu of Pesach. Some say, oh, it's the Shechiyanu of Shavuos. And there's different answers given by the Rishonim. The Baal Amar has an answer that's somewhat known, I didn't give it to you, and that is, Shechiyanu is always associated with Simcha. Happiness. You're happy. Shechiyanu, v'kimanu v'gimanu z'man hazeh. While Sfiras Ha'omer is somewhat sad. Sfiras Ha'omer, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the real Omer. So it's Agmas Nefesh. How can you say Shechiyanu? Right? We're only doing a mitzvah, not in its full sense. Even according to the Rambam, who says it's Daraisa, we don't have a carbon of Omer. So it's somewhat, not the full mitzvah, so we don't want to say Shechiyanu. Rav Soloveitchik, though, quoted in a number of places. I gave it to you from the Harei Kedem in the extra page. He says a very fundamental answer, and once you hear this answer, like many of his answers, you're like, of course. What other approach could there be? The Rav said, by definition, Shechiyanu is not appropriate to Sfiras Ha'omer. Can't be. Shechiyanu, what does the Brahma Shechiyanu mean? Shechiyanu v'kiyamonu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for letting me come to this time. Shechiyanu means you're there already. Shechiyanu means, this is it. I'm happy. I'm here. Thank you for bringing me to this moment. Says the Rav, by definition, Sfiras Ha'omer is counting to something. You're not there yet. That's the mitzvah. Shechiyanu is anti to the whole mahus of the mitzvah. Sfiras counting toward, you can't say Shechiyanu. And at the end of Shechiyanu, you say Shechiyanu is Shavuos, wonderful. But Shechiyanu is antithetical to the whole idea of Sfiras Ha'omer. He says on the left side, where it's underlined on the extra page, Umavur the Kol Mahus Sfiras Ha'omer, who Ebnei Sha'adayim Lo Higanu Zman Shomatan Torah. We're not there yet. We're counting. 1, 2, 3, we're not there yet. We're waiting towards the day. It's the opposite of what Shechianu was all about. Shechianu said, Shechianu, you're bringing me for today. Sfiras Omer, Hashem, I can't wait till the future. So Shechianu is totally inappropriate to say when it comes to Sfiras Omer, because we're just starting the process. So just to summarize what we've said so far, we started off by saying that the Ramban says that these are days of Chol Hamoed. What does that mean? You know, days of Chol Hamoed, special days. What kind of special days are they? So we ask the question, maybe it has to do with why Matan Torah didn't happen right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Though it was the second stage of Geula, like the Ishbosheth said, it was the cracking open of the egg. It was like the Tziv says, you can't have a chiluk between the third and the fourth post, because Balapati is the fourth post. Why couldn't we have Matan Torah right away? So the answer is that there's a process here. The Chol Hamoed of the Ramban means that there's a process of Tahara. It's a time when we're supposed to purify ourselves. The Arachayim HaKadosh is the Shivanikiyam of all of Am Yisrael, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting ready to marry HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. This explains the Shita of the Ramban, that there's no Raisa, even Bisman Hazer, because we're not counting Mamish from the carbon, we're counting for what the carbon symbolizes. Like the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's Ma'ako Behema going to Ma'akal Adam. Number two, this is the Elohim Moazel explaining what does it mean, Dibur is Begoros, the Zohar, coming up to Dibur is Geula. Right, of course, we're above animals. We have to reach the stage of using the Dibur for Torah. Number three, it explains the idea how Shomer Ka'onem might not work, according to some Achronim, because it's a personal going up. Personal elevating ourselves, like the Sefer Achinuch says. Going up, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. And following number four, this might explain why the Bracha of Shechianu is inappropriate, because he's not there yet. It's a process we're counting towards Shavuos. One final thought. At a certain unknown exact time in history, the days of Sfira took on a very different element. If you look in the Gemara in Yevamos, source number 10, the back of the page, when Yevamos tells us the story of the 12,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Shem Asarel Afzugim Talmidim Hayol Rabbi Akiva, the Kulan Mesu, they all died at one time. Right, we all know the Kabbalah Zebazeh, we all know, and we listen up the Rabbi Sinu Shebazarom, the rabbis of the staff who started it all again. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, they started it again. And they all died, says the Gemara, from Pesach to Shavuos, and they all died from the Misa of Askara. Some type of choking throat illness, says the Gemara. This is what happened. The Gemara does not mention any type of minhag that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves because of this event. Just says that it happens. Already in the Rishonim, we don't know exactly when it started, but in the Rishonim, the tour in Archaim, in source number 11, the tour already quotes. Noah bin Becholim HaKavosh, Chol Isa Isha, and Pesach La'Atzeret. This is not in the Mishnah, this is not in the Gemara. The story of the Talmidim Rebbe Akiva, that's in the Gemara. But the minhag of acting in a certain way because of Sfira is not in the Gemara. But already in the tour quotes, the minhag is not to get married, not to get haircuts. Later in Hal gives certain shitas about listening to live music. Okay, so it took on a different type of element. How does this fit with what we just said? How does this fit with the first 35 minutes? Now it's Avelis? It was Chol Hamoed, and now it's Avelis? You know, what are we supposed to feel? Maestro? Tachlis! You know, so before 18, we had one feeling, and now we have another feeling? So how does that Avelis fit? So many Mepharshim explain, the Ravad Yosef says this Befeirush in source number 12 in Yichat Adas, this is not Avelis. We're not in Avelis here. It's serious days, but it's not Avelis. It's not mourning something. And the Azor Rabbi Eider in his Sefer on Pesach is Medayik in the Lashon of the Tour. If you look in the Tour in source number 11, what did the Tour say on the first line? What's the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tishabav? Memach in the Simcha. Difference between Shalola Harbos Besimcha and Mamat in Besimcha, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So what is it if it's not Avelis? So maybe one could suggest, they don't really explain this, they just say it's not Avelis. So what is it? How do we put it all together? So maybe one could suggest that you can't change a nature of Deis Mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa, we know, is what the Ramban says. It's Chol Hamoed. It's special, as we said, it's a Tahara process. But maybe one could suggest as follows, to answer another question. Why did they doctor die by Askara? This throat illness, this choking illness. Why doctor that? That's associated with such terror. The Gemara quotes it a number of times. So maybe one can do this as follows based on everything that we just said. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were lo nahagu kavod zeh bazeh. They didn't use their dibur properly. They had machlokas between each other. They didn't use what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to be human beings, to be unique as human beings. They didn't use that properly. That's why they were dafka ba'askara, with a throat illness, with something that affects the throat, the dibur koach, that was affected. And what are we doing bizman hazeh? We're not mourning the Talmidim, but we're upset and we're thinking about the fate that happened, that they violated, and we're trying to be misaking it. And that's why they died at this time of year. Because this time of year, based on everything that we've said so far, Pesach Teshuvos is a time when we're supposed to look inside ourselves and use our Dibur for Torah, use our Dibur to go up the spiritual ladder, to purify ourselves, to take our Dibur from being in Golos, to being Bagu'ula, to being redeemed. That's exactly what this time of year is all about. So that this time of year, Gadosh Baruch Hu says, these people aren't using their Dibur properly, so I have to take care of it. And they died by Askara. What are we doing this man hazeh? Why don't we shave? Why don't we listen to music? It's not available. It's not like 3 weeks. But it's a time to be more serious, to think about what happened to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. To realize their mistake and to improve on it. To inculcate the values which they might not have been successful in doing. And to try to use that to inspire us in order to get closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to get ready for Matan Torah. But it's not available. We're not being so sincere. What we've set up until now, what all the Makoros were about. But it's a serious time period in their spheres between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a time to think about an event in history and use that event to catapult us in order to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get ready for Matan Torah. So yes, there are Nihugim, and just to note, he doesn't say this whole thing, but if you look at the Kaf HaChaim, on the extra sheet, the Kaf HaChaim says, the bottom left of the page, he says, V'kol man sha'osim zecher k'din lehisrachek mehatsina v'hakina v'hataima v'hagayva v'hakava. What are you supposed to do during this time period? Get away from kina, taiva, v'kavid, v'liknos midas ha'ahava, v'hanava, v'hashoah. V'lachen kasa b'shar, ha'kavanos, v'hazim o'o b'inyan avas, ha'chadeir ma'oskim v'torah. It's a time to be knowing kavod zeh bazeh, to use our dibur for Torah, for mitzvos, to use it properly. It's not a velus, it's a time to remember what happened in history in order to better our own minds. That's Hashem, we should be zochah, as we're in this process of going from ma'achol behema to ma'achol adam, to use all these messages that we've discussed today and be zochah to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos, Hashem, this year in a couple of weeks.